Blog Talk Radio.
I want to live, God, so you can use me.
Hallelujah. I don't think y'all hear me out there. I'm royalty listeners. Praise the Lord, everybody. Yes, you have tuned into I Am Royalty Radio Show on today. Yes, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made just for you and me. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Yes, I know we're not on today on Fridays, but today is whatever you need and whatever you desire, tell God Wednesday. Let me say that again. Whatever you need, whatever you desire, just tell God Wednesday. Hallelujah. We are tuned in live on today. I'm telling you, we got an awesome treat on today. I won't be before you long at all on today because we're going to let this awesome, powerful woman of God come before you on today and talk to you about on tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. She will tell you what's going down here at Benton Harbor, Michigan. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, get your notepads, get your pencils, your paper, and listen to this wonderful, awesome, powerful, dynamic woman of God. I call her wisdom. That's what I call her, because she's all wisdom. If you listen to her, I promise you, you will get something out of what she's saying into your life on today. You will hear the voice of the Lord on today. I'm telling you, God is going to do something awesome on this radio show, and I'm telling you, call in at 917-889-7059 if you want to talk to her. Get in the chat room. We can talk, and I can tell her the questions that you want. Text me. Get in through Skype. Whatever way you need to get in on live on today to talk to this woman of God. I am excited on today about what God is going to do live on this radio show on today. And before I bring the woman of the Lord forth, I just want to go forth in the scripture, and then I'm going to turn it over and let her come forth on today. The Lord gave me to go with you on today, Genesis 12, verse 1 through 3. It says, the word of the Lord says, the Lord has said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all people on the earth will be blessed through you. Hallelujah. May God have a blessing to the readers, hearers of his word for the edification of our souls. I just want you to know on today that you are blessed by the best. Don't worry about a thing at all. Walk in the government of cream. Who reported what you believe in your life? I know a lot of things is going on out there, and they saying this is going to happen, it's not going to happen. Who report what you believe in this season of your life? Walk in the government of cream. And for a lot of you don't know what cream means, Christ rules everything around me. That's who government you walk in. That's who you will trust. And Psalm 56, verse 3 and 4, it said, in God I trust, why shall I be afraid? And God, because what can mere man or mortal do unto me? Trust in the Lord. He will make it happen. He will take care of you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will bless you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 14 says everything we touch. And Deuteronomy 28, verse 8 says everything we touch is possibly blessed. Verse 1 through 14 lets you know the blessings. We're blessing the city, blessing the fields. Blessed when we come and where we go, with the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, lend us to many nations, never again need to borrow from them, enemies come one direction of us, scatter from us in seven. We're just blessed. Peoples of God, children of God, kings and queens with riches, know on today that whatever you need and whatever you desire, just tell God on Wednesday and trust God to do it. When you ask him, don't say, oh, Lord, I don't think he's going to know. Just know that he's going to do it. Have confidence in he's going to do it, and he will do it for your very life. I'm letting you know that whatever you want, just tell him. Psalms 112, verse 3 says, wealth and riches shall abide in your house, and his righteousness endure forever. Wealth and riches is already declared of the word of the Lord to be in your house. So don't worry about what they say, nay say, or whoever says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and watch him do exceedingly and abundantly in your life. Hallelujah. Now we're going to turn it over to this powerful woman of God on today. I want you to sit back. I'm going to present to some and introduce to others my mother of the greatest church in the world, GL, Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance Church of God in Christ, was the founder and senior pastor, Michael Robinson. I'm going to introduce to some and present to others Assistant State Supervisor Evangelist Marcia Newsom. Hallelujah. Receive for everyone with a hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I love the Lord and I love God's people, and I'm just so inspired by the work that God has given you to do. Truly, you're abiding in your calling, and we thank God for you. We thank God for the anointing and for the humility in you. Praise God. I say praise God and hallelujah and glory to God, to each one of you. Hello, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am just a servant of God. Hallelujah. That means I work, I toil, I labor in the word and in the spirit. Glory to God. On today, I just am impressed to, first of all, I want to tell you about our women's revival for the Brotherhood Fellowship in this area. We are having a women's revival at Greater Liberty Temple of Deliverance, Church of God in Christ. And that will be on tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. On Thursday night, we will have Missionary Hines, who will be in charge along with several missionaries from various churches. On Friday night, I, your humble servant, will be bringing the gospel message. And then on Saturday, our state supervisor, Sister Denise Flippin from Grand Rapids, Michigan, will be delivering the gospel message. We invite you to come out to any and all of these services to be with us. And that being said, I just kind of want to turn our minds. We're living in a troubled world, and people have unsettled minds. People are going to and fro. Nowadays, we've got our mental institutions are overflowing. Our psych wards, our mental clinics are being overrun. They can hardly treat all the people. That's because folks' minds are unsettled. They're running here and there, and they are being told this by this prophet with quotation marks around it. The Jesus is here and Jesus is there, but we don't want you to. The Bible in 2 Thessalonians verses 2 and 3 says that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Now, we know that Jesus is coming back, but there's no point in us getting so shaken up. Just live holy, walk upright, and be obedient to the commandments of God so that when he comes back to claim us, we'll be able to meet him in peace. Even in the churches nowadays, people are unsettled, and they're nervous, and they're edgy, and they're itchy, and not able to focus on what is our real purpose. Is to praise God and to seek those souls and witness to them and lead them and direct them to the marvelous light of truth, which is Jesus Christ the Savior. In verse 3 of that same scripture, 2 Thessalonians 2, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, there are a number of false prophets, all manners, false religions that's there. We need the guidance from the Holy Spirit, from God's Holy Ghost, to tell us which way to go. We have to be able to discern between the light of truth and darkness. And we have some people, some pastors, some leaders that are going to any means to try to captivate and to hold members, if it were, in their church. They're trying all kinds of things. They're compromising. They are lowering their standards in order to get people to come and to stay in that particular congregation or whatever you might call your gathering place. We need to know that Jesus is the way first and foremost, and except we come through him, God won't even receive anything that we've got to say. So all of our requests, all of our prayers have to be through Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. He came, he died, he was buried, he descended into hell, he rose again, and now he sits at the right hand of God the Father, where he come to judge the living and the dead. So we don't have to be concerned if we're in the will of God. If you're not in the will of God, I beseech you to get in the will of God. If you're not being taught the word of God through the anointing of God, is a spirit, and we that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We need to be in a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church where we can get the true word of God and we can rightly divide the truth, the word of God, which is the truth. So I want to encourage you today to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All your help comes from the Lord. I don't care what the government mandates are. It does not matter. What laws they pass, it doesn't matter. Who says this, that, or the other. God has the final say-so about everything. I don't care what the doctors say. Doctors have given me some diagnoses and prognoses before that I should not even be here today. But I thank and praise God because God has the final say-so. If I listened to people, I never would have risen from being an unwed mother to being an evangelist and supervising a great number of women, including the women in my local church. If I had listened to mankind, because I came from a not-so-financially prosperous or high-economic-level family, I would not have ventured out and begin to spread my wings and broaden my territory by the graces of God, because I would have felt so unworthy. I am of myself unworthy. But with the anointing that God has imparted in me, and with my studying and my seeking to know God better, I have found a place in God where I don't have to take down to anybody, but I can go forth in the Lord. God will do that same thing for you. Whatever your gifts, whatever your talents that God has given you, if we use it to the glory of God, he said our gifts would make room for us and bring us before great men. And I have been in the presence of vice presidents. I've been in the presence of people in very high social, economic levels. But my highest, hallelujah, all the presence of God is the greatest thing, and his anointing that flows. When I feel so insignificant, like I'm not even worthy to carry God's word, because of the anointing, hallelujah, this 5'1" woman sometimes feels 10 feet tall because of the God that stands up and spreads out and stretches out in me, that takes me to a place that I can't go naturally. So I praise God on today for not being a respecter of person in that sense, because I don't have the qualifications that the world is seeking today, but I do have the qualifications of the anointing, which allows me to be able to be a peculiar person that's been chosen by God to do his work, and I do it gladly. I don't hesitate to do whatever God says to do. I have people call me from various places in the country many times in the middle of the night just for prayer. And no matter if I'm in a deep sleep, I praise the living God. I will go into immediate prayer for you and touch and agree with you. And to God be the glory. It's not me, but it's the God that lives on the inside of me. And because God lives on the inside of each one of us, all we have to do is seek him. Get in his presence. Hallelujah. And want you to know that don't be upset by people. People don't like you. They don't think like you think. They don't agree with what you think if you're following the word of God. For the scriptures tell us over in Ephesians that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but it's principalities, those spirits, those powers, those demonic forces, rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. It's those demonic forces that we have to contend with. We don't get angry with people because they offend us, they wound us. That's not our focus. Our focus mainly is on Jesus Christ and him being crucified. And then we are to stand fast against those principalities, against those power. We're to pray for rulers that they would see the light. My prayer is that, Lord, let the president, let all of those people in leadership positions have a listening ear to you and an obedient spirit, because this country is coming under judgment because we've fallen away, so far away from what it was founded on, and that's the word of God and the obedience of God. Every religion now is being respected except Christianity. But we've got to hold on to those things, those traditions that we have been laid down before us, before our fathers, our forefathers. We've got to hold on to that so that we'll be able to not be wanting when Jesus comes, but we'll be able to meet him, hallelujah, with gladness. We'll be happy to see him come when he comes back to rapture the church or to claim these souls of ours. We don't have to worry about dying because that will take care of itself. But where are we going to go after we have died? It's our determination. We decide where we're going to go. Because just as sure as there's a God that sits on the throne, there is a hell to shun. And I encourage you to be in your rightful place with God. If you're not there, get there. If you're there, we pray God strengthen you that you'll be able to stay there. Because he said that he wouldn't allow some of these things, temptation and things, even come to us, except he give us a way to escape. Won't you escape in Jesus today? Won't you escape to the presence of God under his wings? Hallelujah. Under his wings, abide, and God will keep us and keep us safe. God bless you today, and I've enjoyed being with you. Evangelist Wiley.
Hallelujah. I was still there. I was like, wow. I was going to sit up there listening. I had it on mute because I didn't want to mess. You know, I can get real loud. And I was like, come on, Mother Newfin.
Yes.
But I didn't want to block you off from the people that was listening. That was awesome. You was on point on today. And what you were saying today makes much sense. A lot of people needed that on today. They needed that word that you were saying today because a lot of people need to hear that testimony. A lot of people, like I was talking to a sister that says in Texas a couple of days ago, she was saying that she had went through some things in her life and she's afraid to go back to church because she's afraid what people are going to think about her, and she thinks the church means she has to be perfect. And I was explaining to her that none of us are perfect. You know, God, thank God for his mercy and grace every day that he gives to us, and that, you know, your testimony, what you said, somebody out there needed that. Somebody needed to hear that. Somebody needed to hear not only me say it, but you say it, that don't worry about the government because God's going to take care of us. So
that's
what
right.
You said today was on point, and I know that it blessed many people on today. I'm just excited about what God is doing in your life and that this is only the beginning for you. You think this radio show is something, God's going to open up many doors in your life, that you're going to be on the air to talk to many other men and women all over the world on the radio because they need that wisdom. At the end of the day, after all that, you know, that fire and that excitement and that zeal, we need that wisdom. That wisdom grounds us up. That's what Proverbs 8 says. We need that. You know,
yes.
It says in Proverbs 8, good advice and success belongs to us. Insight and strength are ours, but it comes from the wisdom. So we need that wisdom. So I thank you, Mother, for being on my show, and you always supporting me, and everything that I do just connects to the Lord. And I thank God for you being my biggest supporter. I told Missionary Bobby, I said, you know what? If I don't have no other cheerleader, I know I got one supporter. And that's Mother Newsom. He's going to always call in or always be a part of something that I'm doing in the Lord. And I thank God for you, and I bless God for you. I'm going to give you a chance to talk to a few people because we have 5 more minutes left on the air. And I'm going to have to call this caller and just say a word of encouragement to you or whatever that God puts in your heart for them. Caller, you're live on the air. Oh, I know what this is. You're calling from 269-325. Twin Michelle?
Yes.
You're live on the air. You got anything you want to say to Mother Newsman?
I just wanted to say I missed the show.
Lord.
I just got the text, so I said, let me hurry up and get the calling.
Yeah, it was an awesome show, but it's also recorded, too, so you can listen to it anytime you want to. Do you have any words of encouragement to say to her or anything that you just want to say to her on tonight?
Oh,
today?
Mother, she knows that I really love her. And she always has something good to tell us anyway. And so just keep doing what you're doing and know that God, he is always there. And I mean, you're just a God-sent person anyway that can give words of encouragement to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, darling. That's part of my ministry is encouragement.
Right. Well, I just say just keep on doing that.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Also, too, Michelle, you'll be able to hear her Friday. She's speaking at our church. We have a women's revival conference, a fellowship, brotherhood fellowship. Well, all our churches will be in fellowship this week, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. And Friday is Mother Nusa night, and she will be speaking, so you definitely don't want to miss that.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's at Center, right, Mother?
I'm pardon?
Yeah, it's all this week. All this week.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, an awesome move of God all week, and I'm expecting God to do something dynamic on each night, especially on Friday night.
Oh,
hallelujah.
My. Praise God.
All right,
God.
I couldn't hear you. What you say, Mother?
I just said, God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, too. You always say you're the greatest mother in the world. Yes. I have a call, a woman call I'm going to take on the air, but I have somebody in the chat room.
All right.
And she is saying, how do she pursue her dreams and visions and goals in God?
All right.
So she want to ask you that question. How would she pursue her vision, dreams, and goals in God?
Do you want me to answer that now or in the chat room?
No, you can ask her because she's listening in from the chat room.
Oh, I see. Okay. First of all, I need to know if she's been filled with the Holy Ghost. That's first and foremost. Then I need to know if you're in a church that teaches Scripture according to the mandates of Jesus Christ, if you have confirmation from God by way of His Holy Spirit and the Word that this is the area that you're to take because we're to abide in our own calling, probably need to talk to her one-on-one because I don't want I don't want to offend.
Okay. She's listening right now.
Okay.
I'm going to give her, is it okay that I give her your number that she can call you?
That's fine.
Okay. I'm typing it to her right now.
Okay.
All right. We have one more caller that I better take that's on the air before we go off. We have one more minute left. I know what this is. This is one of your daughters in the Lord of Greater Liberty. Back to the team.
Well.
You have anything you'd like to say to Mother Nusa?
No, yeah, you know what? I called in kind of late and I really didn't remember, but I was just reminded of it. So now I'm calling, but I appreciate Mother Nusa. I'm so excited about what God is doing. I really am. And as you're calling something on last week, I was going through some stuff and I was sitting in Wednesday night service. And I'm telling you, Mother Newsom bust out in the praise. So, and that just by that praise alone, it really encouraged me. I said, God, what is this? I mean, I felt the presence of the Lord. I'm telling you, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, I felt the presence of God. Oh, God. Oh, my. Just for her praise. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You know, I should even. But I appreciate her, just her life. And I'm telling you, when she praised God, I mean, it does something. You know, in the end, it did something for me that day. And even after that, even when she praised God, every time she praised the Lord, you know, it really does something for me. So I just appreciate her. You know, she's giving God the glory, you know, and lifting him up. And so I love her. I appreciate her. And I just know that the best is yet to come for her. Glory to God. I'm just encouraged. I am encouraged. And so by her life alone, I'm excited about the conference. And so I don't want to keep on talking, but I just appreciate her. I love her, and I'm just excited about what God is doing. So you all be blessed.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yes, everybody who's out there listening on today, if you don't know, Mother Newton is a praiser. I'm talking about a David praiser. I ain't talking about nobody being a clean praiser. I'm talking about a David praiser. Maybe I think if she would have had some, maybe if her clothes are really loose, I think she'll probably come out of clothes. That's how I can understand what God, what she prays. I'm telling you, she goes off. My kids can really praise just like her, make her face record. She goes off. Do you hear me? If I'm talking about thunder and lightning comes, the earth when she prays. I love to see her praise. And I just be telling God all the time, God and Mother Noose can praise like that. I know I better get myself up and get it in because that woman goes off. She loves God, and when she prays, I'm saying you could be dry. Like Evangeline said, you come in and go through whatever you want through. When she get up and prays and get to hollering, you're going to be all right. And I'm telling you, everyone, she's a true praiser. I'm telling you, I bless the Lord for her. I love her ever since I've been going there for now almost 3 years. She has been really supportive of me and mother of me. And she gets on me, and I love that because I like when somebody get on me because I need that. And it's just awesome. She's very supportive like a mother should be. I call her the greatest mother in the world. And I just thank God for her. And she has so much wisdom in her. I'm telling you, I'm going to get her back on the show another time so she can just go down the steps of wisdom with us. I know it'll bless us. And we're just moving our greatness in God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Mother Noose, do you have anything you want to say to the people before we go off the air?
I just want you to be encouraged in the Lord and keep looking to the east because Jesus is coming back. But don't let him catch you with your work undone. God bless you.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Amen. That was awesome. If you missed the show on today, you can listen to it live on Blog Talk Radio, or you can go on Facebook, you can go on Twitter, you can go on Google, you can go on I'm a Ruby. You can just listen to it all day if you want to. It was a very awesome and dynamic show. God really moved, and he came through with wisdom and what we need in our life to move forward in our life. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Shauna. I will be here next Friday. I came today because this Friday I will be busy with the revival, but I will be here next Friday at 3 p.m. You all know that you are blessed by the best. Hold your hands up. Look at the hills which come in all your health. Know that you are kings and queens with riches, sit in heavenly places, and walking in greatness. Know that you can walk in your excellence. Know that failure is not an option. Defeat is past tense. And that you walk with authority and ability that God has given you. Be blessed, everyone. I'll leave you with Diedrich Haddon. Help somebody. Be blessed. Agape!
There is someone somewhere hurting, and though the sun fill your sky, tears fill someone else's eyes. Even though you're all right, there is someone lonely tonight. So help me, Lord, please, to help somebody. They have